Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this Tuesday bite-sized podcast from the Dave Advance podcast channel. Thank you so much for downloading this, and my big thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring it. And at time of recording, I'm preparing to be in London. So when you get to listen to this on Tuesday, I'm going to be in good old London town. I'm meeting up with a few fellow renegades. You'll hear more about that in due course. However, I just wanted to sort of reflect on my changed attitude towards traveling to London. And, you know, I first went to London, I think, right about 1977, something like that, right about then. And so I've been going on and off ever since, really. And I can remember really, really liking London, thinking how dramatically different it was to the place where I came from in Northern Ireland. Not least the lack of obvious terrorism in London pleased me. And it seemed a fun place. For a few years, I'd actually lived in the south of England. And my wife and I used to travel up to the West End, and we used to really enjoy the London experience. We used to love visiting all the, you know, the historical sites. By and large, it was pretty cool. And I'm talking now in the 1980s. 1990s sort of started to change a wee bit, but still okay. And then we got into the noughties, and since then, basically, it's been going downhill on steroids. And I am at the point now where London's a place I want to get in and get out of as quickly as possible. I don't want to hang around. I don't have any love anymore for the sort of place it has become, which is not to say that I don't have huge respect for some people I know who live in London. And I totally admire them because, I mean, they're probably the exception to the rule now, because we've seen, you know, decades of white flight. So as the minorities stream into London and are accommodated by virtue of the nature of the London boroughs and the sort of councils we've got in London. Remember, London is a Labour city. London is a Remain city. And I think it's reasonably accurate to say that London is increasingly a Muslim city. So as a consequence, a lot of Londoners have fled. They've gone to the home counties. They've gone to Essex. They've gone to wherever to try and find something that they are comfortable with, because they're not comfortable with London. And who can blame them? If you live in a country with in a city where, you know, the crime rate is so high, we see people wandering around the streets with machetes. We see violent crime gangs. We see a mayor who seems to have no interest in anything much beyond his alleged faith, or not, as the case may be. And we see a decay. And it's a symbolic decay of our country, unfortunately, you know, because I look upon it as London is a template for the rest of the UK if those behind it all prevail. So it's London today. It's going to be Manchester, Birmingham, you know, Leeds, you name it, wherever tomorrow. And it's already starting. I mean, you know, do I need to talk about towns like Bradford? I mean, I don't suppose I do. Luton. So what you see manifesting itself in London is will manifest itself throughout the rest of the UK. And of course, you know, there will be a point where white flight doesn't become possible anymore because there's nowhere left to go. And that might sound melodramatic in 2024, but if I'd have said this 30 years ago, people would have laughed and said, don't be mad. Now some people will listen to this and think, yeah, it's possible. And in 30 years' time, people are going to go, yeah, well, obviously. You know, I've got the misfortune to live at a point in time where the masses don't really want to hear these harsh words. They'd rather I told them that, oh, look, we've made so much progress on the multicultural front, and it's brilliant. You know, different people living together, different values side by side, making London great. That's the lie that they've been spinning you for certainly three or four decades now. And it's completely false. It's absolutely false at every level. And that's measured in the body count. It's measured in the sense of isolation and fear. It's measured in increasingly the anti-white agenda, which is being played out through officialdom, not just, you know, down the local community hall, but I'm talking right across the piece. So that's how London has changed so much. You know, it's been by intent. It's the change is continuing. It's not stopped. The change is at 2024. It's at a particular point on the axis. In 2034, it will have moved along further. And all the time, London becomes a place apart. And sometimes I've said it that, you know, I almost feel it would be better if we dug up the M25, filled it with water, and basically sealed off London from the rest of the UK. I think maybe that would be a positive thing to do, to try and stop the rot. But of course, that's not going to happen. And instead, London increasingly, to me, looks like a mausoleum. So today, on Tuesday, I will be in the heart of Westminster, I suppose, in Whitehall anyway. You know, you look around and you see all the great buildings and you get this sense of history, which is undoubtedly, you know, unlikely to ever change. But it's a history that was. If you contrast what London was versus what London has become, it's honestly, it is unrecognizable. And that's why I'll be very happy when I finish my visit and I get on the way back home. Thanks for listening.